Gurney's got it here, 102.3 XLC, Wes and Leah, and returns. A lot of returns. We have Susie Curavilla, who is returning with us.
Hi, Leah.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going well. I feel like a regular over
you
here
You pretty
now.
Much are.
Yep.
You're here almost more than I am these days.
I know, right?
Yeah, Wes has missed a little bit because he hasn't been in the best of health, if you can't tell.
Thank you.
I'm just kidding.
Very nice,
you look great. You look great. I'm glad you're feeling better. But Susie, I say you returning, and then also a big return for Gurney would be Gurney Days.
Yes, absolutely. We're like super excited about it. It's about time that we bring that back. We missed it last year, and so we're really looking forward to it. We're really geared up for it,
You guys do like a theme every year. Is there a theme happening this year?
Yeah, there is. The Great Outdoors.
Oh, that's
the
theme.
Like the movie?
Yeah. Kinda. You can spin it any which way right?
Okay.
I mean, what we're thinking is like 2020 was the year that everybody appreciated the
Great Outdoors.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Now, Gurney Days, I mean, aside from 2020, which I wish we could just, if I never had to say 2020 again.
2021, because that's been so much better.
Yes, that is true. Maybe just the 20s. But Gurney Days, it's been going on for quite a while. How many years?
It's been 48 years.
Oh, wow.
It started 1973.
Okay.
So 48 years. I don't know if we get to write off that one year that we didn't have it.
Yeah, right.
I don't know how that works. Yeah.
No, I think you still count it.
I think
we
just keep it, right?
And it's a little modified this year, though, right?
Yeah, it's a little modified. Usually we start... we have events on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. This time it's only Saturday and Sunday.
Okay, and it's this next Saturday and Sunday, August 7th and August 8th. What are some things that people could come check out?
Okay, so Saturday is going to start with a 5K. That's going to be held starting at the Hunt Club Community Center.
Okay.
And that starts at 7:30 a.m. And we're going to do the route right around that neighborhood behind Hunt Club Community Center. So that'll be a great event to start out with. And then there's a golf outing going on at the Heather Ridge.
Okay.
From 10 to 4. I think they still have spaces open.
Cool.
So if anybody would like to sign up for that. There's Mother Rudd Home. That's a museum that's right by Peterson Park near Viking Park.
Okay.
There's an open house. And then we have the big Exchange Club Annual Rib Fest. I mean, that's a big event with the beer garden.
Yep.
That's from 3 to 11.
And where is that at?
That's going to be at Viking Park.
Okay.
Right at the Summer Kitchen.
Gotcha.
That Summer Kitchen, that whole area in front of the band shell.
Well, I was, and there's more than just that. There's the food booths as well.
Yes, yeah. There's food booths. There's 6 food booths this time.
Okay.
And guess what? They have funnel cake.
Ooh.
I know, right?
I could smell Gurney Days from my house, especially when the funnel cakes are there.
Yeah, I'm for real.
Yeah. There will be, I mean, so is it going to be the same, like the Kid Bounce House, all of that? Are you guys still able to do that this year?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
We're going to have the bounce houses. We call it the Bounce House Village. There's like 3 of them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something for the kids to do. And then, of course, there's the concert. There's 2. There's one that's starting at 5:15. That's the Axe and the Hatchet Men. Have you heard of them?
They're local, right?
They're local. Yeah. Those are our high school
kids.
High school kids.
Yeah. Yes, I have heard of them.
Yeah, they're actually really good.
That is exactly what I've heard. And then... of course, everybody's heard of Bella Kane.
Bella Kane, yes. And they're the main band from 7:30 to 10:30. And then, let's not forget, the fireworks.
Okay.
The fireworks. That's like a big show. That's one of the best fireworks that I have ever seen. And that starts around 9 p.m.
You know, my confusion every year when I go to Gurney Days, and I don't, and this year I think that we're just going to park at a friend's and Uber over there, or maybe just walk, but we're
like... You can
like,
smell funnel cakes from your house, but you can't walk from your house?
It's like 2.5 miles. It's a long walk.
Okay.
That's a long walk, Wes.
If you can smell the funnel cake, you can walk.
I don't know. Sometimes I can smell whatever's going on at Six Flags, and I definitely can't walk there either. But parking, like the parking situation, there have been times where I'll go and I'm like, oh, why isn't anyone parking there? Like, and I'll pull in. I'm like, oh, because you can't park there.
Yeah,
so
I would say that there's plenty of parking around in the surrounding area. The school, middle school, Viking Middle School, there's parking there. And then high school. I mean, that's not that far of a walk at all.
No.
And so they have huge parking lots there. The Village of Gurnee, the Village Hall, parking there.
Okay.
So if you're willing to walk like a little bit, I think there's plenty of space.
And I mean, who knows?
It's a festival, right?
It's a festival, yes.
Okay. And people do what at a festival to get around the festival?
They walk.
This is why I always find irony in this. People are like, I don't know, I just couldn't find parking. And then you're going to go walk 14,000 steps at the festival anyway.
Yeah.
But you know how it is when you go to the gym? You want to find the closest
parking spot. Yeah. Exactly what thing. Susie said.
Yeah.
Now, can't forget about Sunday, though, because the fun does continue. With the bounce house and the food booths. And
yes, and then there's the car show.
Okay. The car show.
The car show. That's from 10 to 3. And I love the car show because they bring out a lot of neat-looking cars.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's there. And the petting zoo.
Yeah.
There's a petting zoo. That's from 11:30 to 2:30, and let's not forget the parade.
Oh my gosh, the parade.
The parade.
I don't know if I could ever go to the Gurnee parade, though, because I scarred my child from this. He wanted to be in the parade so bad, right? He was in T-ball, and it was on his birthday, Gurnee days. This is a couple of years ago. This is my middle child, Cooper. And, you know, he wanted to be in it. I'm like, okay, drop him off. And there was like a little bit of, you know, he didn't want to leave me kind of thing. Uh-huh. But Chris is great. And he took him and was like, oh, yeah, I got him, you know, whatever. So then we stayed at the end of the parade, you know, so then we could just grab him off at the end. And he rides up and he is just on the float, like stunned, crying, does not want it. And I'm like, this is fun. He's just shy.
Aww.
He's just so shy. So now every time we go to a parade, not just the Gurnee parade, he thinks I'm going to drop him off and leave him with somebody and he's just going to be in the parade crying.
Aww.
Everybody else is having a good time. It's just Cooper who's sitting there.
Even funerals go by and he loses. Like, you didn't even know we might know that it's a parade, Mom.
We need to
Seriously.
Kick Cooper.
We
Cooper
do
in the parade again.
We do. Oh my gosh, it is. But every time I take him again, it's not just Gurnee days. He freaks out and he thinks I'm just going to drop him off and leave him. He thought I wasn't coming back to get him.
Poor kid.
Anyhow,
he'll someday think back, be like, I wish.
I wish my mom did.
Chris guy seemed so nice. I wish I could have moved in with him.
We talk about little kids in the parades. I mean, the parade really includes everybody. It's got the sporting teams in the area.
Yeah,
and
there's actually 48 entries.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
That's going to be a good one.
It's my favorite to look at all the floats in the parade. So that's going on at noon, right?
That's going on at noon. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. People get really creative with their floats and stuff, so that's always cool to look at.
And Gurnee Days information, I'm guessing, is just on the Gurnee Park District website. If anybody wants to get the times and the schedule.
Yes. Gurnee Days, there's a website for Gurnee Days.
Okay.
And also Gurnee Park District.
So it's all tied in together.
All tied in together. So you could just, you know, type in Google Gurnee Days or Gurnee Park District and you should be able to find it.
Awesome. Awesome, yep. Susie. Well, thank you so much for coming back in and
Thanks
hanging out with us.
Thanks for having me,
Before I let you go, though, gotta ask.
Yes.
What's your Gurnee go-to?
Okay. So this time it's not a restaurant.
No.
Switching it up. Switching it up. JKM Law Offices of Judy Maldonado. She's one of the biggest sponsors for Gurnee Days this year. And so she handles any real estate transactions, estate. Anybody
needs
to put
their
will. There's a lot of that going on. So she's an excellent lawyer. Do you know why she's an excellent lawyer?
Do I know why?
Yeah. She's my niece.
Oh, okay. So you got to give her a plug.
Love it.
I can appreciate that.
She's really great. She's great. She's awesome. Yeah.
Awesome. Susie, thank you so much. Gurnee Days again. It's going on next weekend, August 7th and August 8th.
Thank you so much for having me here.